go to the Common Sense Hotline. Why not? And the number changed recently, if you didn't know that. 877-310-9966. 877-310-9966. Robert is checking in from Maryland at the moment. Robert, how are you today?
Good morning, sir. I want to talk to you about this Colonial Pipeline.
Right.
I have experience working on this pipeline. It runs through Little River Turnpike over here in Virginia, and we've worked on it. We've spent a few weeks over there working on that pipeline, and that pipeline works off of pumps, valves, pressure relief valves. Any computer system that is shutting that down can be manually overridden. This is a mechanical system, just like any other mechanical. I'm a master plumber, so let me put that out there right now. Any mechanical system can be overridden by a man with knowledge. If somebody's sitting in a control room, Steve, and this control room tells him this pump is not running, this valve is stuck closed, and the computer will not allow it to open, you send a crew out there with electric meters and pipe wrenches, override the computer, open said valve, make said pump run. This is being done on purpose. If this system is down and is being overridden by a computer, a team of plumbers, pipe fitters, some type of mechanical person who works with the Colonial Pipeline can override that system, open the valves, turn on the pumps, can make this system run.
Well, interesting, because it started 4 days ago, right? This started 4 days, and now I'm reading here the latest from Bloomberg that gas stations on the Eastern Seaboard are running out of fuel.
Well, just so happens those gas stations on the Eastern Seaboard are in Trump-supported states. God darn, what a coincidence, huh?
Yeah, interesting. Well, let's see here. The states that are running out of gas are blue states to me,
South
right?
South Carolina?
No. Virginia,
North Carolina?
Though. No, but Virginia.
North Carolina?
You're right. The Carolinas, Florida, Alabama out of gas. Virginia, though, on that list as well. You're right. You're exactly right.
Well, you know,
right.
You got to break a few eggs.
Yeah, I guess something
runs,
like that.
The thing runs all the way up the East Coast. So,
right.
You know, if you shut it off down south, it's going to take everybody out. But what's that doing? Exactly what they've been doing. They're destroying the economy from within. They want to blame it on Russia. Here we go with Russia again, just like the dossier. This ain't Russia. This is damn Biden.
Well, I appreciate the input here, because it's going to make us all look deeper and think harder about what it's a mechanical system, period. And we need to get on with it. Robert, thank you for the... And by the way, you bring me an update tomorrow. So if you keep an eye on it, you work on this. You know it better than any of us. So please keep us informed. There you have it. Robert in Maryland checking in says it's an inside job. An inside job. Speaking of Biden's problems, five accompanied little girls found abandoned in Texas. Yeah, five abandoned migrant girls, all under the age of seven, found huddled and crying by a Texas farmer in Camado near the Rio Grande River. He discovered the baby girls hungry and crying. He said one was naked and crawling because she was too young to walk. Naked and crawling. This is what the Biden border crisis looks like, feels like. Make no mistake, Joe Biden is failing America at the border and a host of other places. Tony Gonzalez, a Republican in Texas from the 23rd Congressional District, tweeted a photo of the girls Sunday night with the caption, "Take a good hard look at the Biden border crisis." The farmer said it was very hot, so he provided them shelter, gave them some food before authorities arrived, said they did not believe they would have survived if he hadn't spotted them. There would have been five dead little girls in the desert. This is what you're doing. This is who we are now. Open the border. Let the coyotes run children back and forth. Leave them to die in the desert. That's who we are right now until we get this under control. The girls now in the custody of the Department of Health and Human Services. They ranged in age from 11 months to 7 years. From Honduras, three of them, two from Guatemala. It's heartbreaking. And the chief Border Patrol agent, Austin Skiro, said, unfortunately, this happens far too often now. If not for our community and law enforcement partners, these little girls could have faced the more than 100-degree temperatures with no help at all. What the hell's wrong with us? How do we let this continue day after day? Week after week and month after month? As Kamala Harris works on new curtains in her mansion, little girls are dying in the desert. Kamala Harris, the border czar, working on the updates to her mansion, the Naval Observatory, while children are crawling at the age of 11 months naked in the desert. What else do you need to know about this? The administration in Washington is failing miserably. In less than 100 days, they destroyed the sanctity of our border. Don't build the wall. Of course not. We can have children dying in the desert. It's a brilliant idea. Why didn't we think of that before? These people don't care about anything but themselves. All right, as I look up at the clock, I know I've got a little bit of time left. I was talking to Craig Stiles yesterday about investments and so forth, and discussing the cash flow for small businesses, how you do retirement plans. We're going to talk about this on the program tomorrow, by the way, and making sure that your future is secure. And you should talk to Craig Stiles yourself with Ameriprise Financial. He can tell you how to make a plan using his Desideri approach, which takes your information and creates a custom plan for investing. Craig Stiles, you can reach him right now. 517-483-4893. 517-483-4893. Craig Stiles and Ameriprise. 517-483-4893. We'll be right back.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
The Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.